case number 13169, Donald Wall Jr. seeks variances from the corner front yard setback requirement and the maximum fence height requirement within the corner front yard setback for proposed structures. Section 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Narrows Lane and the north side of Megan Court. The 911 address is 34636 Megan Court in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 18, parcel 555. The applicant is seeking a 7.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed pool and a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mat return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Don Wall, 34636 Macon Court, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You can proceed.
Okay. So we're requesting a variance to put the pool in the side yard, and because we spun the house when we had the house built, it used to face the cul-de-sac on the plans, but then that meant that my back patio would face my neighbor's side of the house. So we spun the house, and now it faces a pond you can see up in the top left corner. It just makes for a nicer look. But because my mailbox is at the end of my driveway in the cul-de-sac, they consider the side of my house my front yard. So that's why I'm asking for the variance to be able to build the pool. I had some questions asked from the county whether we could put the pool behind the house. The problem there is, as you can see, the shadow of the house over the backyard, that's most of the day. And I have 60-foot pine trees. You can see the shadow that they're casting over that pond that drop a whole lot of pine needles and pine cones. So that's why we're asking to put it on the side of the house. The yellow line is the property line, and the building restriction limit line is 30 feet inside of that. So we're asking if we can build the pool 7.5 feet closer to the cul-de-sac outside of that builder restriction limit line. And I've got personal relationships with neighbors in 556 and 554 and 560 and 561. And I went personally over and talked to all of them about it, and they didn't have any issues with us wanting to proceed with putting the pool in.
Questions?
So the pool would be going next to the driveway, like on that area?
It would. You can see there's like a white, it was probably my golf cart parked in the yard, the little white spot to the left of the driveway. Yep, it's going to be just to the left of that, right in that area there.
Okay.
And then we're going to put up a fence. Requirements 4 foot, they only allow you to do 3.5 foot in the front yard when, you know, in reality that is my side yard. But I'm asking for a 4 foot height variance as well.
Have you spoke with, is this a property in the HOA?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the HOA okay with
they approved it, yes they did. I submitted that with my paperwork.
Did you consider a smaller pool than what you have here?
I did not, only because that pool is 18 feet wide. So we're planning to do a paver, and it's in the drawings as well. The problem is there's a power line that's on the north side towards the cul-de-sac, and then there's a water and a sewer line that come where the driveway is to the side of the house. So that's kind of why we're limited on where we're trying to set that.
Is the power line closer to the house or closer to the cul-de-sac?
The power line runs parallel to the property line on the north side. North side is down by the cul-de-sac. So it runs from my driveway over to my neighbor's house. It comes in on my front corner to her.
Property line, as it is situated up against Megan Court, it's not all the way to Megan Court. Is there a space in between?
There is. It's a 15-foot variance. 15-foot? Yeah, or I guess you could call it an easement.
15 feet from your property line as that squiggly property line.
Correct.
To the pavement.
So all in all, it's 45 foot from the road, and I'm asking for 7.5-foot variance, so it'd be 38.5 feet, if that's the rest, 37.5 feet.
Would your fence create any vision issues from the homeowner to your left? I know there's probably limited traffic there, but we still have
to. No, it's not. We're proposing to do a aluminum fence. It's got the three rail flat top. It's 4 foot, and that's the same fence that's in most of the properties in the neighborhood. And then outside of that, we're putting up just small shrubs to kind of hide that. And I shared that with the neighbors, and they think it's going to look great.
So the fence is more the protection, not so much.
Yeah, it's just a requirement for the pool.
Right. So it's correct. Not for, it's not a privacy fence where you can't see through.
It's not. No, it's not.
There's no option to put it closer to the house?
That's the reason is the water line and where the sewer line come in. There is a gas line that I do have to have moved, but the water and sewer line were just come on a crazy angle.
So when you talk about water sewer line, I presume that's public water, public or is it well and septic?
So our neighborhood has its own wastewater treatment plant. So that's where the sewer goes to, but the water line is public, yes. Gas line is Sharp Energy.
Okay.
But we also have our own tanks in our neighborhood that feed all of the houses.
Right. I just wanna make sure I understand this right. The house faces, what's that, Narrows Lane,
but right.
Comes off of Megan Court. So from your standpoint, you view the front of the property is off of Narrows Lane.
Correct.
It looks like your house is set back 30 some odd feet from that property line.
Correct. Okay.
Where is the fence going to be located exactly as it relates to your property line? Is it going to be right near the pool or is it going to be close?
So around the pool towards the cul-de-sac, there's only a 4 foot paver. So if you do the math on that, we would still be 33.5 feet from the street.
Okay, so it's not gonna be at the property line then?
No, it's not.
And I think I heard your testimony right. There's trees in the rear yard that are tall that provide issues with perhaps maintenance of the
yes,
pool.
Correct.
And maybe also sunlight to the pool to keep
correct.
It warm. So that's why you can't go in the rear yard, is that right?
Right, and this side yard's full sun all day long.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Have a seat in the front if you'd like.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13169?
Yes.
Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Okay. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes. James Ayers, 23260 Horse Island Road, in Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I do. I've known Mr. Wall for close to 25 years now in two separate homes. This picture doesn't really do the property justice to what it looks like. He's done so many enhancements to this property to help the aesthetics, both outside and in. This pool will just be an additional enhancement that I think will, you know, be one of the, you know, a very talk of the town, if you will. always does a very nice job. You know, he's planted several shrubs and throughout since this picture has come up. So I live in the neighborhood. I personally have no issues with, you know, requesting variance 7.5 feet. So that's my support of the project.
All right. Any questions? Thank you. Is there anyone else present who was in favor of case number 13169? Is there anyone present who was in opposition of case number 13169? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13169 for Donald Wall Jr. for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the house is situated somewhat differently on the property and also due to the trees maintenance and shade issue in the rear of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinger?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13169 has been approved. Have a good evening.